welcome in. It's a little after 6 o'clock before we get going on the show on Q105 here. It's Eric Chase, and I was finally able to track her down. So Jordan Tomase from BCSN is finally alive and back. Hi.
Hello. What's up?
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. It's been a while.
You've been busy, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Work has been crazy. So literally, it's nonstop. I worked all this weekend, and football's been insane. We're in full swing. So, yeah.
Is that what's been keeping you busy at work with high school football?
Yes. So football's super busy, and then we have like our arts channel called BCAN, so Trendy in Toledo. We're always doing stuff for that, and we're always out and about. So yeah, we're just really
Did they have you guys out doing Komen stuff yesterday?
Other people did, but I personally was not there. But we did have other people cover it and interview some survivors and cover the walk.
Did you hear a count on how many people were there? Because I like to say, and I think that it's the biggest event in Toledo.
Probably, but no. How many people were there?
I don't know. But
oh, I thought you were going to be like, guess how many and tell me.
Work asked me, they're like, are you coming? I'm like, well, the walk kind of comes to me considering it's in my neighborhood and I live.
Just join right in.
Exactly. And I said, I'll text you when I wake up. And I didn't wake up till about like 11:30.
Oh my gosh.
But I mean, it's a lot of people. And
yeah. I wonder if it was bigger than the zombie crawl.
Oh my God,
that's
yeah.
That's big.
Oh, I think that I've heard numbers that are like 20, 22,000 kicked around for this before. Which
that's
is obviously
insane.
At the very least, it's the very biggest non-drinking event of the year.
Oh yeah. And isn't it crazy to think all those people, like that many people, plus more, live in Toledo? Because I feel like Toledo in my head is so tiny. But then when you're like, oh, 20,000 people were there, it's like,
right.
What? That's
when,
so crazy.
Nick Comives was in here one day last. You know Nick, councilman? You know Nick. Trust
sure,
me.
Yes.
I needed a number for the population of our area. And I think the city is in the 250s.
It does not feel like Toledo is that big.
I know, because we all know everybody.
It's such a small world.
And I think if you add like the media area, it's probably like 400,000, 450,000.
That's insane.
But it's like, to get to that 450,000 person, you might have to drive like 47 miles to Findlay or something.
Right, true.
So, true. But yeah, it's definitely the biggest non-drinking day of the year. We think about opening day.
Right.
So what, there's 8 or 10 for the game, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many more thousand people that are just milling around downtown?
And it's just so packed even on opening day. I can't imagine double that. Or triple that even.
That's
you know?
The Komen race.
It's huge, so that's amazing.
And important, too.
Yeah,
and,
extremely
you know,
important.
They've done incredible branding. Like
They really have.
I've been familiar with that name for a long, long time now. I think we all have.
Oh, yeah. I like grew up knowing about it, and just it's always been a staple and a big event here in Toledo.
Now, last time we spoke, you weren't, so I think it's been 3 or 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
You couldn't get out to the first week of high school football because you had a wedding.
Yes.
I don't care about the wedding, and
I don't care about
work. I just want to hit. I want to put you on the spot with the question I had before: who sucks in high school football?
Oh my gosh, no!
Come on,
I
we're 4 weeks in now.
Say,
So I know Central's good. Central whipped Whitmer the other night, right?
Central is so good. I went to that game, and I was just there to cover, you know, student section stuff. It was so packed, I literally could not move. I was like trying to squirm in there to get on the field, and I was stuck because there's just so many people. And I went during halftime, so it was like a terrible time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just crazy how many people were gathered there for the game. It was the biggest game of the year.
Where was it?
It was at Central Catholic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have the nicest stadium in the area?
No, I'm sorry. It was at Whitmer.
It was at Whitmer.
Yes.
Okay.
Central does have a really nice stadium. When I've been there, I've always really liked it. I'm trying to think who has the best. Mommy just did some big renovations to theirs, so it's really, really cool looking now. So that's gorgeous, but I'd probably say they have the best one.
So Central is the best team in the city, in the area?
Yeah, definitely.
And have you come across any, and I know very little about high school football. I follow because the big names resonate.
Right.
But like, if you tell me that some team out in Findlay is really good, or BG, like who are some other good teams that are in the region, but maybe not in the city?
Well, Whiteford football, who's just across the border.
In Michigan?
Yes, Michigan. They're really good, and I believe they won state champs last year, and they're looking to get it again this year.
But state champs in Michigan, though, right?
Yeah, it is in Michigan.
Okay.
So it's just right over the border. I want to say they're in, like, Temperance area-ish.
Okay.
So, but yeah, they're really good. Whitmer's pretty good, too. I mean, last year they were amazing, but yeah, they're really good this year. Trying to think who else. Gosh, you put me on the spot.
I know.
So now, oh, we were just talking about this too. And now I'm going to go home and reflect and I'll be like, oh, I should have said this and I should have said this.
Can I ask you the other side of that question?
What?
Who sucks?
I don't want to say sucks.
I'll ask it a more diplomatic way. Who's 0-5? They play 5 games?
No, they're going into week 7. So this is week 7 coming up.
So something.
You know.
Sick. Who's 0-6?
I don't know if anyone's
on. Sure you do. Six. Who haven't you put on TV so far for highlights so far?
No, we put everyone on. You know, I don't know. Because no one sucks. Everyone has potential on their team, and everyone goes through a rebuilding year. So
Where they suck.
No, I'm not. You're not going to get an answer out of me now, because then it's going to come back to me, and I'm going to get in trouble.
Look,
and
they know they're 1-5 or 0-6 or whatever. I'll ask this. Are there any players that have stood out to you that maybe you guys keep showing on highlights on Friday night repeatedly?
Yes. He is a sophomore at St. John's, which is insane that he is a sophomore. Brady Lichtenberg. He is so good. He's their quarterback. He's just insane. And the fact that he's only a sophomore, so he has so much potential. And when he gets to his senior year, I mean, he's going to be unstoppable. So it's exciting to see where he's going to go to college and if we continue to follow him. And hopefully, I mean, he's so good. He'll probably go to some big school out of the area. But it'd be nice if he stayed at, like, Toledo or, BG. But, I mean, he's really good.
He's that good. The only area he'll be staying in, I guess, closest would be Michigan.
Right. Or Columbus.
Yeah, well, Michigan, Ann Arbor's closer.
True. Oh, yeah, you're right. I always forget about that.
I know.
Michigan seems like really far away in my head, but it's like right
that's
there.
That's the whole like
5 minutes
dichotomy I always get confused by with people's fandoms here. Like, you're a diehard Ohio State fan, but you're much closer to Ann Arbor. But it's a whole nother state away.
Right.
So have you heard about like any schools that are knocking on his door?
I haven't.
I'm sure.
And I think he's still too young where they can't.
Sure they can.
I think, well, true.
Maybe they
probably
text
under
him
the bridge or whatever they call it. Yeah, I'm sure he's in. What was that?
That's my phone.
Is that your ringtone?
Hold on a second. It's work. Hey, what's up? What's going on? You're interrupting a podcast. We're not on the air, are we?
No.
Okay, can I ring you back in about 30 minutes?
Oh, yeah. Take your time.
Okay, great. Bye.
Bye.
Last time that happened, my show was all messed up and I had to shut down the podcast.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. You have to answer. That's extremely important.
So, Brady and Lichtenberg,
I mean,
major schools.
I'm sure he does have schools reaching out to him and probably sending him flyers and stuff like that. But, I mean, I don't think he can come out and say, you know, publicly. I don't think he posts on Twitter.
That's part of the thing. I mean, great for the kids, but we went that route and it got too vile.
Mm-hmm.
I always kind of abided by let's not be too mean to these kids in college. They're just kids,
right?
But it became such a business, and mm-hmm. then you got like these evil, nasty people
right.
on Twitter and the subculture of all these college message boards, where like if poor Brady's on Twitter and says, you know what, I'm not even thinking about school X.
Right.
4 states away. And
right.
That school's fan base loses their shit on a sophomore or a junior.
Right.
Like that's insane.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, and you know what's crazy too is social media is kind of taking over, because signing day used to be so big for the media. And now the kids announce on social and they'll
right.
post their own, like, hey, I'm going here. So now signing day, it's still big, but I don't think it has as much hype because the kids already announce it and it's already out there.
Yeah.
And
it's become a lot bigger. I think we've talked about this briefly. Like when I went to high school, I think it was just that I went to a city public school
mm-hmm.
and sports weren't that big of a deal. There
right.
was two other things going on. And mm-hmm. until maybe it was just, you know, the city. And when you're in a big city, there's professional sports teams
yeah.
to follow. I don't know. And then I got a little bit of a taste of it when I was in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
All the suburban schools were really good at football. And I think some of the city schools, but like high school football has never been a big deal in my life. And then
mm-hmm.
college football. I didn't pick up college football till one Michigan State game long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Florida and it was a big deal there. And then
yeah.
I came back and it started to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't ever recall signing day. Signing day is like nuclear these days. Even if it's just a Twitter thing.
It blows up. It's insane. Yeah.
I mean, ESPN spends a whole day on it.
Right.
It's wild.
Right. Well, you know what I saw? I think Jordan Strack tweeted it, is Toledo is one of the best areas for recruiting high school kids for football.
It's
insane.
I think I'm thinking of the same graphic, and I
yeah.
think it was about like interest. Was it about fan interest?
Oh, see, I read it wrong then. I thought it was like the top place to recruit athletes. And I'm like, well, we do have some amazing talented kids, so that doesn't shock me. But
yeah, I think it's fan interest. Which would make,
but that's still really cool.
Right. Which would make sense for where we're located at and the proximity to big schools and whatnot and good schools.
Right.
Especially that any school is, or any fan base that loves college football that's outside of the South makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because I would think that like fan interest would be most in all those SEC school areas in Texas.
Oh, they get like super dressed up for their games too. You know how like we'll just throw on jeans and a t-shirt, maybe our jersey. Oh no, the girls dress to like the nines. They wear dresses and they go nuts. And
it's a whole different lifestyle.
It's totally a whole different lifestyle. It's crazy.
So we got to football stuff.
I have something I've been meaning to ask you. It's totally random.
Okay.
But, okay, so on Twitter, I follow Toledo Tweets. Do you run that account?
No, it's not me.
No! Okay, I wasn't convinced it was you for a little bit. I don't know
it's
who runs
me.
It.
I do.
And can you tell me?
No.
There? Why? Is it a boy? I think it's a boy.
I can't tell you.
Oh, I'm dying to know who it is. Because they'll like tweet at me. And then they even made fun of me one time because I said I was excited for football in fall because I work in sports. So I'm excited. And then they called me, like, they were like, oh, great, another girl looking for a pumpkin spice latte.
But
and
are
I was
you?
Like, but I mean, that's true. But how dare you?
You do check a lot of the basic boxes.
I do. And I'm proud of it. Basic and proud.
At least you own it.
Yeah.
But no, it's not me.
I'm trying to figure out who it is. I definitely know it's a boy by the way that they tweet. And I just, that's my mission.
Not me. Although, because and that person toasted me the other night because I might have been
Pretty funny on Twitter.
And I like this person's advocacy for the area.
True.
But
yeah.
Also, this person will call places out and people out when need be.
Yeah, and I think that's good. Unless they're calling me out, then I'll be like, "How dare this person?" But no, I do think that they do support Toledo and they do have like a funny humor in a way of calling people out. So I like it. So shout out to you, Toledo Tweets, whoever you are.
The only thing that I say to that account I have before, but I've let it go now because I get it. We're all trying to create interaction and whatnot.
I don't
like people that go like only in Toledo.
Oh, people, like to say, you know,
it happens everywhere. Like people will say only in Detroit. I guess like all the like having lived a lot of places.
You're like, usually, no, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's really everywhere. Like this is not the only place where someone will leave a taco on top of their car and drive away.
Right.
And weird things happen a lot of places.
Yeah, that is true.
I want to play you something.
Okay.
Because how do you spell your last name?
Tomase.
Pronounce it correctly.
Tomase.
How many mispronunciations have you gotten?
Tons. I get Tomase, Thomas. I've gotten like tomato one time. They're like tomato. I'm like, I don't even know how you got that, but tons of them. So
a lot. Like it's more often wrong than right.
Yeah, it's usually Thomas. And what's funny is when I started going on air for BCSN, they were like, oh, you should have had an on-air name. It should have been Jordan Thomas because that's easier to say than your last name. And I'm like, oh, well, too late. So,
I mean, that would have been my suggestion. Just,
really?
Just would have saved you the headache.
Yeah, that is true.
Let me play this for you, and then we'll talk about this more, because I remember when we've done, like, phone call segments before, like, do people misspell or mispronounce your name, and it's like giving away money.
I mean, you'll die when I tell you my boyfriend's last name, so
I hope it don't die. So I have to call my boss back. I have to turn our mics off so you can hear this.
Okay.
Kyle is the wrong way
to
say Kyle's name. Okay, how do you pronounce it?
It's Kyle.
What is the difference between Kyle and Kyle?
Kyle.
Okay.
Kyle. It's one syllable.
You know, this is a new thing. Like, people have had their names mispronounced. Like, Chrissy Teigen is apparently Tygan. It's Ariana Grande.
My mama named me Kyle. You guys are all wrong. It's really Kyle.
Okay.
But I'll let you guys have Kyle.
And now you know it's Kyle Lowry. I don't know the difference.
See how smooth that is?
I feel like the only difference is like a head nod. Kyle. So here with Kyle Lowry.
See how easy
that is? That's a player from the Toronto Raptors.
Kyle.
I hope that that's some kind of joke video. Because K-Y-L-E. Kyle.
Kyle, yeah.
I don't.
Hi, Kyle.
I think he's saying Kyle.
Kyle. It just sounds like he's has like a southern accent and maybe he's being kind of lazy with his words. He won't
He's
like
from Philadelphia,
it.
The same place I am.
And you can say it fine. Kyle.
Kyle.
Kyle. Now I feel like I'm saying it weird in my head.
I think he's messing with us.
Maybe. Kyle. Kyle. Like,
okay. Do you know about the Chrissy Teigen thing?
Yes, I heard about that. Teigen. I feel like it doesn't even look like her. I'm like, I can never picture you Chrissy Teigen.
Has she
Teigen.
Said it that way? Or have others?
I feel like when she first started, is that what you're saying?
No. Like, has she corrected people?
I mean, she put out that Snapchat saying, like, you guys, it's actually said Chrissy Teigen. But I feel like, no, she probably just rolled with it. Because, like, you don't want to be rude. And, you know, you can only do it so many times. And then you get tired.
People got to spread. I remember reading a book one day. And it's one of the ways to, like, connect yourself with a person is to just always know their name. Like, people could be broke and have no skills and nothing. But they have their name. And if you remember somebody's name, there's a sense of pride in that for them.
Yes.
And one trick to remember somebody's name is after you meet them, repeat it. And repeat it in other ways in that very first conversation.
This reminds me of House Bunny. Have you ever seen that movie?
What's that?
Oh my gosh. When she repeats, when she first meets people, she'll say their name really weird afterwards. Definitely not do an example of it, but she does that. She'll be like, hello, and then they'll say their name and then she'll say it back. Super weird. So yeah. She remembers it, so.
Exactly. I guess the other trick is to, like, for you, I'd say, how do you spell that? And I know it sounds like kind of a dumb question, but there are other ways to spell Jordan.
You're right. That is true.
But a names person is very valuable to them and very prideful. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't have a problem if Chrissy Teigen wanted to just pin that tweet and tell us how to pronounce it. It's your name.
Guys, it's wrong. Yeah, that is true.
Rihanna?
I like Rihanna better.
Me too.
When she goes, Rihanna? I'm like, what?
And I think we all say Rihanna.
Right.
She says Rihanna, I think.
And she looks like a Rihanna. I know that's like literally the same name, but Rihanna just sounds cooler and more like badass. Like, and she's like, I don't know, Rihanna just seems like, hi. I don't know.
I have no problem like ripping an individual to shreds for what they think or what they say, but I will do my best not to mess your name up.
Right, right.
So, what's your boyfriend? Do you want to say your boyfriend's last name?
Sure. Hopefully, he doesn't care. So it's Pusey, but people think of it. It's spelled P-U-E. Wait, yeah, P-U-E-S-E-Y.
I have to see it.
But he gets like a million different things, and so the poor kid was like ridiculed. Here's a piece of paper.
Thank you.
Growing up, because you can only imagine what they think of. But
spell it one more time.
P-U-E-S-E-Y.
Oh, that's tough.
It's a tough last name. Could you imagine growing up with that? Makes him thick-skinned now.
And
strong guy.
Kids are ruthless. And you know what? What's he, 27?
28.
You're like, when he introduces himself or when somebody sees his last name,
right.
He can easily go, don't, I've already heard it.
He does it. And he's just at the point where it's like, I've heard everything. Because, you know, he's 28. It's old now. It's like, when you're like younger, it's probably funny. And then I feel bad. It's so old. So he's just like, ugh, he's over it.
So hearing that Kyle, hearing that video, does it... Like, do you get upset when people mess up your name, or are you just used to it?
No, I'm just used to it, so I don't really care anymore. And, I mean, I don't want to be rude and correct them. I remember
rude.
I know. I remember one time I was getting my hair done, and this girl kept calling me Rachel. She's like, hi, Rachel. And I felt so bad. I just couldn't even correct her because I'd already let it go too far. And it's like an hour into the appointment. She's like, everything good, Rachel? And I didn't want to be like, my name's actually Jordan. Like, I don't know who Rachel
is,
but I feel like it is
like,
rude.
It's not like...
Because then you make them feel dumb, and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
It's a name. It's valuable. They should remember. It's not like, your eyebrows, and I texted a friend this today, your eyebrows look like somebody skidded over your forehead. You're not saying, like, that's rude.
You send that to someone?
To a friend who needs to go fix those
poor
people. Oh
my gosh.
Like, that's rude.
That is rude, yes.
But it's not rude to...
Correct somebody.
With your name.
Yeah. I mean, I've done it before, and they'll say it wrong, and I'll be like, oh, it's Tomasi. And then they'll be like, oh, okay. But then they still get it wrong. I'm just like, whatever, it's fine.
It takes practice.
I go by whatever.
I think I'm going to talk about this on the show today. There's two kinds of people when it comes to this stuff. One, they can't read. Probably the majority of people.
Wait, say that one more time.
When it comes to, like, pronouncing names.
Oh, they just, yeah.
There's two kinds of people. One, they can't read.
Yes.
Big illiteracy. Big overlooked problem. Mm-hmm. Problem. Two, it's just our different dialects. Like, there's probably things that you hear me say and you're like, you're not from around here, are you?
Right. Yeah, like you say it differently. Or kind of like...
Soda.
Yeah, I was just about
lollipop.
To say that. Pop, soda.
Sneakers.
Yes, tennis shoes.
My girlfriend being around me all the time used to pick up on it and needle mm-hmm. me on it because she was around me all the time. So she would hear the subtle differences.
She'd be like, no, it's said this way or it's this way.
Or, yeah, or yep. Like when, if I'm not emotional, but if I'm being emotional, loud, angry, upset, whatever.
Right.
I guess I lose that second nature to pronounce things and enunciate.
Mm-hmm.
And I slip back into my... Philly-isms.
No. Like, I'd love to hear that.
she caught it and it needled me, but it was fine because I know that it's there.
Yeah.
So I think like where we come from changes how we pronounce. All right. So
From the Midwest, we always go like, "Oh, didn't see you there." We always do the "Oh," or
kind of.
No,
yeah.
I think so.
But with like, it's not names. It's letters and how they're pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
So my legal name is spelled A. Here, you want to write this down now?
Yes. Okay.
A-R-I-C. Pronounce that.
Arik.
Close. It's Eric.
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 There's a difference. I hear it.
Eric.
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 Eric. There are hard A's in the Midwest. So now you can see why it just got changed to Eric. It's so much easier.
Right. Yeah.
But so I don't like... That it's just our tongues are a little different from where we've grown up. But then there are people who just they can't read. Jordan Miller? Is it Miller? Is that what, tomato? No, there's no T in there.
Right, exactly. Right.
But as somebody who gets their name messed up all the time, I figure you would like that video and that discussion.
I do like it. That was a good discussion. Thank you.
There Poor is Kyle. Like no pop culture stuff.
No.
Going. We looked and we couldn't find anything.
Mm-mm.
Everything is Senate hearings and rightly so.
Right. Like, and I think like Kanye West was controversial.
Oh, yeah. Saturday Night Live.
I didn't watch it though. So did you?
He's siding and threw a Make America Great Again hat on and said some of those things that
right.
might that are not a lot of the things that we've been taught.
Right.
So maybe disowned by a lot of fans of his.
Yeah, I'm just. I don't know what he's doing, and and then he just put out this really weird new song, but it's kind of catchy.
Which one is that?
I don't even know what it's called. I want to say that's like it's a little pump in it or something. It's
or
like
is it a little pump song.
Very. Oh, maybe it's his, but it's very like graphic and very. I don't even know, just like the craziest song I've ever heard. And I saw it trending on Twitter and people are like, what is this? And they're like, but it's kind of catchy. I'll play it for you after this or something. Okay. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Did you, there's been like a lot of new music releases over the last, I don't know, 6 weeks
mm-hmm.
on Fridays. That's when we get them now.
Right. New Music Friday on Spotify.
All of them I tried to get to at least in some way, or at the very least like read up on what I should go listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing with Lil Wayne, like, hit a needle that I felt like I needed to go follow.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah, I saw that he drops an album, but I didn't see anything trending off of it. Like, nothing was...
Right.
I mean...
Don't drop an album after in very, you know, testy Senate hearings.
I miss him, too. Oh,
really?
Exactly. I love Lil Wayne.
What are your favorite Lil Wayne songs?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Lollipop's good. Well, I liked Young Money. Like, I liked that group.
Right.
And so I just remember in college, they would just put out such great music to go party to, and it was just so much fun to drive to, work out to, and all that stuff. And so I guess in my mindset, I had Young Money coming back in my head when Lil Wayne was going to drop music. And, you know, I was wondering what happened to him. I wanted to do like a wellness check on him because, you know,
on
I feel
him?
Like he hasn't put out stuff in a while. I went to his Instagram. Right. I was like, is Lil Wayne still like alive? Do we need to go find him?
He's
is he
alive.
The Richard Simmons gone missing?
No. Well, I guess so. I guess in some ways.
He just wasn't in the news.
So you didn't listen to anything, right?
No, nothing.
But you knew it came out?
But I didn't know it came out.
But wait, you did or didn't?
I did,
okay.
Yeah. But I didn't listen to anything because I usually just see kind of like what people are talking about on Twitter and no
right.
one posted
yeah.
anything. So I'm like, it must not be very good. And no one's talked about it.
I know.
Over the weekend or today. So.
I saw a little bit, but not a lot.
Did you listen?
I didn't, and maybe I'll get to it.
If
I read stuff that says I need to go listen to this track or that track, I will.
But, like, we haven't, so that's bad.
Right.
It's probably not very good.
Right.
Such a bummer.
Like, when the Nicki came out, I skipped around that. I was like, eh,
yeah, really... she's still so mad about that.
Not Barbie Dreams. Is Barbie Dreams the one that samples the Biggie song? I forget. Whenever one samples the Biggie song, I like because it samples Biggie.
Right, yeah.
The Eminem stuff, like, it was...
I think... Oh, did you hear, like, his little feud with MGK? Machine Gun Kelly?
Just, like, from a month ago now, and I know we haven't talked.
Shoot, yeah. Like, I forgot it was that old. It was... My bad, guys.
No, it's fine. I mean, and it was fun watching them go back and forth, but when I skimmed through the Eminem album, nothing really grabbed me a lot.
Unpopular opinion, I think he needs to retire.
Who?
Eminem. I think he needs... He's had his time. I think his last two albums have flopped, and, you know, maybe he make a comeback, but I feel like it's just... His time's gone. Rap is so different. It's changed so much since he's been out. I feel like he's just set in his ways, and it's not working for him right now. Maybe it'll swing back to how it used to be, but he should retire.
I forget.
Same with Madonna.
Whatever the first one was of his, and I forget which one it was really good. Like, it was classic Eminem.
Was it, like, his album when Rihanna was on it?
No. I'm talking within this whole MGK thing.
Oh, okay.
And I forget what it was, but it was really good. Like, it was quintessential Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
Just nothing on the album grabbed me a whole lot, like, in previous albums.
Like, I heard one on the radio, and I don't know if it's called something like Fall, or I don't know, but it... was just not... It wasn't good. Nothing caught me. It was just... It's kind of slow.
You're
and I'm
too
like,
young for Eminem.
No, maybe kind of. I remember Slim Shady when that came out. It's probably like an elementary school jam in my mom's car, like, driving me to school.
The first few albums with, I guess, that one and Just Lose It and the other stuff on there. Like, those were classic albums.
Those are so good.
Like Mockingbird and Sing for the Moment.
So
and
good.
The Way I Am, which was like never a big radio hit, but a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Like all that stuff. Like that was the peak for him.
And it really was.
Stuff after that was good. And then it got progressively worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And the album before this was just awful. But there were some classic Eminem lines and raps in this one, but I never went back to it. Yeah. I listened to it. I was like, I've done this, and nothing made me want to listen to it over and over again.
Just maybe him and Lil Wayne, and I hate to say it because I love Lil Wayne, but maybe they've reached their peak and let other people do their thing.
Like,
and
I'm on the other side now. I'm heading down.
Yeah.
I'm like,
they have so much money. I mean, what do they have to start making albums for? Just go live your life. Go on vacation.
That's how a lot of us are. I mean, you get to the peak, you make the money, you've driven yourself, you've been motivated to that.
And then you got it.
Yeah, so you don't necessarily intrinsically feel like you have to work as hard because you've gotten so much of what you've already wanted.
Right.
Or what you were after.
Yeah, exactly. Your goals are made.
Speaking of music, you asked me before we got going here, do I like country music? And I said, somebody asked me this a couple weeks ago, and I said no.
Yeah.
The primary reason is I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
The secondary reason is
I don't like it.
Not a lot of diversity in it.
There's not. No. There's not at all. I just feel like it's so... See, I'm not too hip on it either. Because my boyfriend's trying very hard to make me listen to it. And I like Luke Combs, but I just feel like everyone's so twangy in it. And I want upbeat songs I can just jam out to the car and...
But isn't that what, like, this bro country movement is all about? That it's like country hip hop?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What is... It's explain.
Look at, like, I think the average or the popular...
Oh, like Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember they came out with, what was it? That song with Nelly. That was their biggest hit. I forget the name of it.
And then, was that Cruise or was that...
Cruise!
There was Jason Derulo one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. See,
and then,
but they don't count as country.
Yes,
do. No, we consider that country, but true country fans don't consider them country. They don't consider, like, Hunter Hayes, Maren Morris, whatever her name is, she's really good. But she's not. She's more like poppy. She's kind of like a Taylor Swift.
But that's where country is now. It's come very close to pop. That's what's made it so popular.
Is it
Kane Brown, who looks like he should be in a Drake video, not a country?
Oh, yes. He was just in Toledo, too.
Of country.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're talking to diehard country fans, so they'll be like, I'm starting to like country. And they're like, who do you like? And I just feel like so pressured. So I'm like, Sam Hunt. And they're like, he's not country. No. And I'm like, all right, well, then I guess I don't like country. Sorry.
All right,
but
they're
very defensive. They know their music.
Analogy. Rap fan. Do you like rap? Who do you like? You know, Drake and Lil Wayne. Oh, that ain't rap. NWA, that's rap. That's exactly what you just, like, so we've gotten to that point in country.
It's gotten
so far away from what it is.
Right.
And so close to pop, which has made it mega popular.
Exactly.
I don't like it.
I mean, I feel like country music has just taken off within the last couple of years.
Five years.
5 years. I feel like when I was in high school, people were starting to, like, pick, not like it was never not there, obviously, but just starting to listen to it more. It became more popular because it was getting...
Can I give you a theory?
Yeah.
So I don't like country music, and we often like what we know and what we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I never listened to country when I was growing up. I told you I don't like really like rock. I don't like rock music. I don't hate it, but I can like some rock stuff. I'll never like any country things unless it has BB Rex on it or something
right.
like that.
Okay.
Never listened to country music. Never listened to rock music growing up. But with country, I feel like after Taylor Swift transitioned away from the genre or the format and became a megastar, she was a pop star and then had some top 40 hits.
Mm-hmm.
And then top 40 started to grab more and more of her. And then obviously she topped out as a mega pop star, mm-hmm. global superstar.
Yeah.
I think country's like, okay, we just lost that. Maybe what we need to do is get closer to that, but mm-hmm. remain true to who we are. And here we have all this bro country.
Because think about it, who has really replaced her?
Nobody.
In the country setting? I know they were, when she was slowly transitioning to pop, they were saying Kacey Musgraves was going to replace her and kind of take that title.
How about Carrie Underwood? But she stayed to what she was.
I feel like she's kind of poppy. So I don't really listen to her too much. She has a couple good hits that I jam out to, but I feel like she's poppy. You know, her and Keith Urban were on some song on the radio the other day, and it was so, I feel like I keep saying the word poppy, but it was very poppy. It was not country at all.
And pop has, country has become pop.
So basically, the country is gone.
And
right?
You bring up, Aaron, to what that angry old dude or old lady thinks, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the Sam Hunt is not my country. Just
right.
Like, Drake's not my rap. I'm like, I don't know if anybody cares. They're really rich and popular.
Right, exactly. They're selling music, and that's all they care about.
Like you mentioned Maren Morris, and after the Zed song, I think she had another song. I'm not sure. I feel like pop was using that as a test to see if they couldn't yank her all the way over.
Well,
because there's got to be another Taylor Swift in the pipeline.
Right, exactly. Well, Taylor Swift, actually, when she came out with her Red album, she put I Knew You Were Trouble on there, which was very poppy, and they said that was her, that was a song that they were testing in the pop world to see if everyone would be receptive of it, and it did amazing. So that's
right.
When they're like, all right, we're going to do the transition. So I totally believe what you're saying, that they were testing that out, and I think she will, because she came out with the new song Rich,
okay.
which is really good, and I feel like she still has a little country in it, but she's making that progression, I wouldn't be mad about.
And it worked with Taylor Swift, everything
right.
from sports to art to music, you copy what works.
Exactly, which sounds kind of bad, because you want to be original, but people like what they like, so you might as well.
Yeah, but there are formulas in
right.
music.
Oh, for sure. I remember this like YouTube video, and it's like three guys, and it was like three or four chords that are they can play every song on or something.
I think I know what you're talking. Was it a video that was ripping on the Chainsmokers?
I don't know, okay. But it could have been something
might have been
like
a
that.
Suggestive video, but
right.
I know what you're talking
right.
about.
Yeah,
it was like three pop music chords.
Yeah, just basically from these chords, you can play any pop song ever. And they were just throwing out examples.
Remember the Dr. Luke and Kesha stuff?
Yes.
It's like if he crumbles and whatever, and that situation I don't believe was ever resolved to the masses' desire. Like
right.
if you had to like stop playing all his music, radio would pop, we left like half a playlist because it's so many songs, because keep doing what works.
That's insane. I didn't know he was on that many songs. Because you know, you never hear of like
right.
the behind the scenes people until Kesha brought it all into light. And then all these
right.
other artists started coming out saying that they worked with him or they're not going to work with him anymore. And I didn't realize
that's why
how much he put together. Holy crap.
Zed and Calvin Harris are like, fuck this. I'm not going to let me just get producer credits.
Right.
Calvin Harris featuring Rihanna. Zed featuring Hayley Williams.
I love that they do that now, because then you realize how much talent goes into the
yeah.
song that people may not realize. Like, oh, this yep. person puts together this. I mean, same goes with radio and TV. There's so many behind the scenes people that you don't know.
There's a woman, I think do you know the name Diane Warren?
That sounds really familiar.
If you look her up, the one song that I think like maybe like smashed her through so long ago, she wrote I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, the Aerosmith song.
Oh.
But she has written so many songs over like so many decades. So if you ever want to be really rich as an individual, forget singing the stuff, write the stuff. And if you can write and produce, that's even better. And if you can write, produce, and sing, like, you're golden.
Right.
That's why I think somebody like Meghan Trainor
yes.
doesn't have to, like, she's released some songs since mm-hmm. she first peaked.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have to be big with hits anymore because she'd written so many songs for people and she's making money off of that, I believe.
Yes, I remember reading about that because she wrote songs for like Beyonce and a bunch of people. And then she's like, you know what? I want to keep this one for myself. And then, I mean, she puts out tons of hits. I love her albums. But there's another one, the girl that sang the Issue song.
Julie Michaels.
Yes, she's always behind the scenes. And then she was like, I just fell in love with the song so much. I kept it for myself. And that blew up.
Yep.
That's insane. Just crazy. I wish I could write songs, but I think that's a business we need to get into.
It's like two paragraphs and 40 words.
Right.
It can't be that hard, right?
Maybe we should. That should be our homework. Write a song.
Write a song.
Send it in.
I can't.
Just looking for a
I
demo.
Never understood poetry. I don't know if
but
I can.
But does it really have to be poetic? We can write about
anything. I
don't think
so. Anything. I mean, it's short. What else
do we can be the next Rebecca Black. We could say, that's so easy. That's not poetic. Look at that.
She's so rich.
She is. Probably. Oh, let's look up her net worth. Let me do that.
Yeah, well, I tried to figure out.
She's in a like a Dunkin' Donuts commercial or something.
Oh, I know the last thing I wanted to ask you, but look up how much Rebecca Black's net worth is off of one YouTube song.
Okay, it's loading. Oh, okay.
Can I take a shot at it?
You're going to guess.
Rebecca Black.
It's. Okay, I'm not even going to give you hints. But.
$22 million.
Okay, wow, that's very high. That's very aggressive.
Really?
No, yeah. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
$1.5 million.
What?
I feel like that's good. Do you not think it's good?
I mean...
I was shocked.
She must have flushed a lot of that money. Does it say, did you Google Rebecca Black net worth?
Rebecca Black net worth. It might hurt a little to read this, but the singer of the infamous viral anti-hit Friday, Rebecca Black, has a net worth of $1.5 million.
How old is
Let me load it. I have Sprint, so it might take a little bit. Get no service anywhere. And I feel like this article is saying that she already has too much money. Oh, what about that Psy guy? Gangnam Style or whatever that's called.
Same number.
He's worth so much.
Yeah, because he's like over in Asia.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
People love him. How much do you think he's worth?
If I whiff bad, I don't know.
Higher 50? Than your girl.
50 million?
60.
Yeah.
Oh, see, we just need one hit, one viral hit.
Do you ever like notice like in... In the summertime, like some of the big NBA players go to China, like Kobe Bryant and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a billion people there.
Yeah.
There are a billion people there.
Could you imagine this, like, well, it's like David Hasselhoff. Like, he's pretty famous here, but over in Germany, like, huge. Huge.
Yeah. He's like, why should I keep doing U.S. stuff when they love me here?
He's like, they love me more here. Bye.
Last thing. Since it's like fall TV season, which is a lot looser than it used to be, are there TV shows that you've gotten into or you've put on a list to watch?
Yes. So we have just, I think we have one more episode left of Ballers.
Okay.
Which I know isn't like.
Really?
Oh. Am I late to the game here?
No.
I mean, by your reaction, I feel like yes.
Well, one, I didn't know that it was still going, but I also don't have HBO anymore.
Well, I don't know if it's still going, but we just started watching it. So I think there's maybe four seasons, five?
Okay.
I mean, they're working on, like, obviously their newest season, but I think we got through four.
What?
And it's just really good. And you know what? Our dude, Dwayne Wayne, is in it. The Rock.
The Rock, yeah.
And he's fantastic in it, and he sucks in, because we were talking about how he's terrible.
Are the same.
Yes, and that's so true, but in this... And Ballers, he's incredible. I'm like obsessed with him.
There's a show that came out, I don't know, in like 03, 04, a football show. And I think it was on ESPN.
Friday Night Lights?
No.
Mm.
It was so real and such a close comparison and reflective of the NFL. The NFL, everybody thinks squashed it because there were like failed drug tests and players were playing and gambling and all this other stuff. It was like the dark underbelly.
It
everybody,
probably happens though.
God, what the hell is the name of that show?
I don't know. Google.
Give me something else you wanted to watch this fall.
Fall. I don't know. I feel like I haven't watched TV in so long.
Playmakers? No.
Playmakers?
Yes, it was Playmakers, and it was one season, and it was so real the NFL made them cancel it.
I'm going to go, do you think it's on like YouTube or something?
You
I'm
going
to go
probably
find it.
Ballers is like the NFL-approved version of it.
And it's so good, though. Like, I'm so locked in that show, it's crazy. I'm invested in every character. And like, there's two characters that are married in real life, and I'm just obsessed.
Who is it?
Gosh, no, I forget their names. It is, It is Charles Green's boss at when he worked for the Dolphins. Seyfried? Seyfried?
Amanda Seyfried?
That's like his character's name.
Oh, okay.
And then he's married to Charles Green's wife in Ballers.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can just type in Ballers cast getting married.
I know. I thought there were some... Taylor Cole is very attractive. Yeah, I thought there were...
That whole cast is beautiful. So it's, like, very fun to watch, and it's entertaining. Everyone's beautiful. They're all in, like, Miami and California.
That's kind of what got me through Luke Cage. These people are really good looking.
Right. So it's like, you know what? I can watch this.
That'll be a topic. We'll do that another time. I'm going to write this down. Shows you watch. They're not any good, but the people are good looking.
Oh, my gosh. Kardashians. Some people would disagree, though.
Fall TV shows, like... Manifest, the one with the disappearing plane.
I've never seen that.
Okay.
I feel like I'm so bad with TV shows.
Really?
I don't watch Big Brother. People watch that and are very into it. I don't even understand the concept of it.
Right.
I just know people are all in a house together, but what do they do? What's the game?
It's like Real World, but they win money.
Huh.
And they can vote people out.
But like, how do they vote people out? Do they have to play games?
Jordan Strack.
Is he obsessed?
I think he loves that show. Bachelor? Is there a new Bachelor season going on right now?
I think Bachelor in Paradise ended, but I don't really watch that.
And so what do you do when you get home at night?
You know, I watch the news a lot. That sounds like very old lady-like, but I watch the news.
It's more dramatic and better than a lot of these shows, and often more surreal.
Yeah, right. I watched the Kardashians, obviously, but I haven't watched them in a really long time. So I don't know what I do. I'm always on my computer.
TV shows, no streaming stuff, no movies on streaming.
You're not going to watch this, but it's a Netflix show or movie. It's called To All the Boys That Loved Me Before.
Okay.
It's a very cute movie, very cute rom-com.
Not watching.
Yeah, I know. No. I know, but it's adorable. So if there's any girls that want to watch it, maybe your girlfriend would want to watch.
Oh, remember, no more girlfriend. Didn't we go through that?
What?
Yeah.
No. Oh my gosh.
I guess we haven't spoken like this since the end of August.
We haven't.
August.
Oh my gosh, we need to catch
up. That's not there anymore.
Oh
so.
My God, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'm here to comfort you.
I'm fine. No comforting
you.
You need
cookies or...
No, totally good.
Good.
How long have you and your boyfriend been together?
I think it's been about 8 months. Okay. I'm very bad at remembering. You think I'd be good. The girls are normally very good at that. But I was like, how long have we been together? It feels like 10 years.
I don't do the gender role nonsense.
Right.
People are people.
Yeah. But, 8 months.
Well, let's do it again sooner than a month if we can.
Right. I clearly need to catch up with you.
You going to miss any Fridays, or are you good to go for the rest of the season?
I am missing this Friday because our arts channel, we're going through a haunted house, and we're filming our reactions.
Where?
Yes.
Which one?
The Haunted Hydro.
Okay. In Fremont.
Yeah. Have you been to it?
I've not. But I do like haunted houses, real ones and haunted attractions.
Yes, I love anything spooky, and so I'm very excited for that. So I'm missing this Friday, so I go through that for BCAN, and then I think I'm good for the rest of the season.
Unless, no more weddings or anything?
No more weddings, thank God. We're done with that.
Well, have fun on Friday.
Thank you.
Do you get frightened easily?
I'm very jumpy. Yes, I get scared a lot, but I love being scared.
Yeah. That place is actually haunted as well, I think.
That's what I've heard. Yes. Yes.
Ask them if you can go to the Oliver House.
Yes.
Haunted.
I had friends that
really
lived
haunted.
In there. Yes. And when we would, when my girlfriends and I would stay the night at my friend's apartment there, we would hear stuff at night. So
haunted.
I truly believed. I was like, girl, your apartment is haunted.
Yeah. And the Riverside Hospital that just got knocked down, haunted.
Yes. Oh my gosh. On YouTube, there is some couple that goes through and they walk through it, and I watch it like probably too much to admit, because I think I'm so fascinated with like abandoned buildings, and I think it's so cool.
How about this last thing? I went to the Y that was across the lot from that place, and there'd be times I didn't know much about that building. There'd be times, and maybe it was my mind playing tricks on me, especially after I saw and read how haunted that place is.
Mm-hmm.
I saw people moving in there, and they were shadowy shapes. And I just kind of ignored them. I'm like, yeah, that place looks totally haunted. But there couldn't actually be a ghost. It's the middle of the day. And then I read up on the stuff and how haunted that place was.
I believe in that stuff. Hardcore. Like, I believe it. There's, like, supernatural spirits. And, yeah, I bet it was haunted. I'm going to look up on that now.
We can do a ghost cast one time.
Let's do it. That'd be so fun.
Have you ever gone on, like, a real ghost hunt?
No, but I want to do it. Do you know people?
I'm sure there's...
We should do it.
I'm sure there are ones here. And the Collingwood Art Center used to do ghost tours where mm-hmm. that place is very haunted, and then they just let you go.
That is so cool.
But I think this year they're turning it into more of an event.
Yeah.
Because if you go to a haunted place and the ghosts don't come out, you might think it's not haunted.
Right. And you're going to be like, this is terrible, and never go back. And right. No, totally get there.
But are you like a feel kind of person? Like, how are your instincts?
Oh, like if I walk into your room and be like, this is haunted.
Yeah.
Oh, I have none of that. But like, I feel like if I hear something, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a ghost. There's something.
At the Collingwood Arts Center, like I didn't encounter anything, mm-hmm. but I could just sit in certain rooms and be like, this is a terrifying place to be. Yeah.
Well, maybe I need to go into that and see if I can feel anything.
Enjoy Friday night. I'm jealous. I love haunted attractions.
Yes, I'm so pumped.
You need an intern?
Do you want to come? You can be our intern.
I'm a terrible person to walk through a haunted attraction with. You know why?
So am I. I freak out the whole time, but why?
Because I'm the opposite.
You don't do anything?
Because I just... They can't scare me or frighten me because I know the spots.
Oh, yeah. Like, and they can't touch you. So you're just like...
They can or can't?
They can't. They're not allowed to.
Some places they can.
They do?
Some places.
I thought they're not supposed to. Huh.
You'll see warnings before you go into these places.
Now I'm going to be freaked out on Friday. Good. If they can touch me, I'll be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So once, first of all, when I would walk through people, like they would always go after you. They can look and see you, and they can tell who's the easiest to prey on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was usually never that because I was either in the front and there's certain body languages that they could read, and I was never that person. Mm-hmm. So like I would literally walk. And they'd come up to me thinking they could get me. And I'd be like, that is the coolest thing I've seen in any haunted house ever. Look at that. The hand just looks real.
And be like, come on, dude.
Right. I know. So have fun. Good to see you again.
You too.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.